Today's daf is Bavnitzia daf Lamed Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Jeremy and Adina Herskowitz, Lezecher Nishmas, Jeremy's grandfather, Sidney Gettenberg, Yisrael ben Shmuel, and Neshama Shtevan Aliyah. And we thank Jeremy and Adina very much for the sponsorship. It's also sponsored by Shragi and Ellen Bill, Zchusser for Shalema, for Yona Leib ben Chaya Fege, Shtevan for Shalema, and Zchusser for our learning. We are holding at two dots on toward the bottom of the page in daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, on the first wide line of daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. The Gemara is going to discuss today a lot of fundamental sugyas. First, we're going to discuss how to assess the payment of a poel batel. We said that a person who wants to get reimbursed for a Shavas Aveda because he's missing out on other opportunities to do work only gets reimbursed like a poel batel. What exactly does that mean, a poel batel? We're also going to talk about when one requires Beis Din to assess an amount of money and when two Eidim would be enough to determine that he's entitled to payment, and when a person is allowed to take his payment into his own hands. The Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph is going to discuss three different topics. First of all, how do you know if a cow is lost? You see a cow, should you do a Shavas Aveda or should you leave it alone? Second, we're going to talk about a father who tells a son not to do a mitzvah. And third, the Mishnah is going to talk about the mitzvah of priko uti'ina, some details of priko uti'ina. So the Gemara is going to deal with them one by one. First thing the Gemara is going to deal with is, we say that in the Mishnah that if a cow is in a refes, you don't have to do a Shavas Aveda. So we're going to talk about what kind of refes the cow would be in that one would not have to do Shavas Aveda. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the second part of the Mishnah. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah that you don't have to listen to your father when he says not to do Hashavas Aveda? Isn't it obvious that one does not have to listen to their father when the father tells them to do an Aveira? And then the Gemara is going to explain the Machlokas, whether there's a mitzvah to do Te'ina for free. The third part of the Mishnah talks about the mitzvah of Te'ina. Is there a mitzvah to do Te'ina for free? Amud Beis is almost entirely dedicated to the inyan of Tzar Bali Chaim, that there is some sort of inyan of Tzar Bali Chaim, but it's not clear whether it's Doraisa or Drabanan. The Gemara is going to try to bring many, many rayas, whether Tzar Bali Chaim is Doraisa or Drabanan. We're going to have seven rayas in today's daf. There's an eighth raya at the very last two words of the page in today's daf we're probably not going to get to. All sorts of rayas, whether Tzar Bali Chaim is Doraisa or Midrabanan. So let's begin at the two dots on the first one. Wide line on daf lamed aleph and beis. Hayabatel min asela lo yomer lo tein li sela el nesno scharo kapal batel. The person is not going to be able to make money because he's engaged in Hashavas Aveda, so he can't be reimbursed for the full amount of money that he otherwise would have made. But you can give him schar kapal. You give him schar like a worker who's not working right now. So nesno scharo kapal batel. My kapal batel. What does it mean kapal batel? Amar Abai kapal batel shalosa melacha de batel mina. The amount that a person who does this person's job would take to take a day off. Meaning, clearly, it's more difficult to work than it is to take a day off. So to work, he would demand a certain salary. To take a day off, he needs to make some money. So how much would you have to pay him to take a day off from work? So that's the amount that you would have to pay him to do the Hashavas Aveda. That's how we define Poel Batel. That's what Rashi writes. Kama demrotza litel v'livchos mischaro li batel mimalachazu kaveda shu osikba. How much less would he take than his normal wages to not do work that day, v'lasak b'malacha kala kazu, and instead to do something very easy, instead of doing his normal challenging job, do something easy like picking up an aveda. Hakol lefi kovena malacha v'ribu ischar, yesh malacha shatarcha kal v'schar arav, o chilef, and it really all depends on how hard his normal job is, and how much he normally gets paid for his regular job. Some jobs are very hard and don't have very good pay. Some jobs have very good pay and aren't that hard. So it really depends on the person. It's not some sort of standard rate. Im yeshem beizdin masim b'fnein. Then we said if there's a beizdin to talk to, so before he does the Hashavas Aveda, he can make a tenai that, look, I'm only doing the Hashavas Aveda al menas that I actually get paid what I would normally get paid at my job. So that he's allowed to do. He's allowed to make a deal like that with a Beis Din. So Yisiv Rav Safra Avad Iska Badei Adadi. In a related story, Yisiv and Rav Safra had some business dealings together, and they were shutfim in the business. Azul Rav Safra Palagle Blodaiti Di Yisir Ba'api Beitrei. Rav Safra went and took his half of the money with in front of two people, in front of two Edim, without Isser being there. Asal kamei the Rabba Baravuna. Amalei zilai sitalsa to palak to kamei. So they came to Rabba Baravuna. Rabba Baravuna says, look, if you have a Beis Din that did the assessment for you to determine how much you in fact are entitled to in this partnership, and that's when you took the money, only after the Beis Din assessed what you're entitled to, so fine, so great, so bring the Beis Din, and then we'll see what to do. Inami, treimi gotlasa. You can't bring the whole Beis Din. At least bring two members of the Beis Din to let us know that they were part of a Beis Din, that there was a Beis Din here to deal with this case. Vinami, or your third option is Shrei Sahadi de Palakta Bapi Beit Lasa. You can't find any of the members of the Beis Din. Okay, bring two witnesses that saw you deal with this in front of a Beis Din so that we can know that a Beis Din was involved, because you can't do this without a Beis Din. So I'm leaving Nalacha. So he said, well, what's this business about a Beis Din? Why do I need a Beis Din? Where do you get the idea that you require a Beis Din in order for me to take my share of the partnership? I'm late to Tanani, Yeshon Beis Din, Masim Fneim, Yeshon Beis Din, Fneim, Miyasna, Shalok Kodem. From our Mishnah, you want to do a Shavas Aveda and still get reimbursed for your time off from work, you need a Beis Din to determine that you're going to get paid. Amalei midami, no, that's different. Hasam demapik mamona mehai umosav lahai, being a Beis Din. And when I'm trying to get reimbursed from somebody from his own money, yeah, I need a Beis Din to tell me that I'm entitled to that money. Aval hacha didei shakli gili milsa be'almu, betray sagilei. Over here, I'm taking what's rightfully mine, my half of the partnership. So all I need to do is make sure that I'm being fair about what's considered my half of the partnership. That you don't need a Beis Din for. I'm not taking someone else's money. I'm taking something that's fundamentally mine. So that you only need to aid him. And Teda, the Raya, is Ditran Almana Mocheres Shalom Bifnei Beis Din. Almana is supposed to be supported from the Nechasim of the Yisomim. She can sell Nechasim of the Yisomim without a Beis Din. Why? Because she's taking what's rightfully hers. So you don't need a Beis Din. Amalei Abayi V'lav Mi'itmar Alam Rav Yosef Rav Yomi Rav Nachman Almana Yen Tzricha Beis Din Shal Mumchin Al Tzricha Beis Din Shal Adyotos. Who says that an Almana doesn't need a Beis Din? She may not need a Beis Din of Mumchin, but she had the very least needs a Beis Din of Hedyotos. So don't tell me that just because you're entitled to it, you don't require a Beis Din. You absolutely do require a Beis Din. Rashi writes that this shutfus between Isser and Rav Safra over here was not just a shutfus in money. It's not that they just had a shared bank account and he wanted to take his half of the money out of the bank account, because that you wouldn't need a Beis Din for at all, obviously, meaning there is no shuma, there's no assessment, there's nothing that has to be done. You just take your half of the money. And so the Ritva adds that if there were shutfus in Kesef, so of course each one is allowed to take their portion. The whole chashash is that it's not being split evenly. But by Kesef, it's obvious that it's being split evenly, because all the money, you know how much money is worth. So that's how that's pshat in the Rashi, why he says that it must be some other business dealing other than just Kesef. Now it's interesting, we said over here that you don't need a Beis Din for an almanat tzal nechsei somim. That just means you don't need a Beis Din of mumchim, but otherwise you would need a Beis Din. How do we define Beis Din of mumchim versus a Beis Din that's not of mumchim? So the closest basis of comparison is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says dini mamonos b'shlosha hadyotos. A dini mamonos, you don't need mumchim in general, you only need three hadyotos for dini mamonos. That's what the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Sanhedrin Parakei, that dini knossos ein donoson shlosha mumchim. For dini knossos you need mumchim are smuchin be'eretz Yisrael, but all other dini mamonos you don't need a mumcha, you only need shlosha hadyotos. But the Rishonim say, so wait a second, so the definition of non-mumchim is people who don't have smicha, judges who don't have smicha. But that the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that all dine mamonos can be done with shlosha adyotos. What's the additional chiddush over here? That an almana, because it's already her money anyway, and she's just selling the nechsei yisomim to be supported, what she's really entitled to, and it's not really a din Torah between two people, so that's why she can get away with hadyotos. She doesn't even... No, any dine mamonos you can get away with hadyotos. Any dine mamonos you don't need mumchin. So what's the chiddush of the Gemara over here that you don't need mumchin for this dine mamonos? That's the kasha that a number of rishonim ask. So what they say is, we have to say the definition of hadyotos over here is different than the definition of hadyotos in Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin, when we talk about hadyotos, we mean non smuchim from Eretz Yisrael. People don't have the smicha, but they're expert judges. There are people who, for, that's what they do. They deal with dinei mamonos cases. Over here, we're talking about you grab three guys after shul, you know, like more of a hataras nedarim type of basin. That they don't know anything about judging. They could hear what's fair, what's not fair. They don't know the dinim chashem mishpa. That's what we're doing. They could see what something is worth. Try to make a basic assessment. That's what it means. Shlosha diotos over here. It doesn't mean the same thing that it means elsewhere in shas. Okay, new mishnah. Matzah berefes. If you find a cow in a refes, it's in the barn. So ein chayivba. There's no mitzvah of a shavas aveda because it's home. You don't have to return it anywhere. That's where it belongs. It's where the owner probably put it. Berushas harabim, but you find a cow in Rushas harabim, then chayivba. Then you have to do Hashavas Aveda. So the Mishnah doesn't explain what the animal is doing. It doesn't say, is the animal running? Is the animal walking? So, the Tosafot Rush points out that it must be that the animal is walking because we talk about finding it in a refes and finding it in a Rishas Rabin. In the refes, it's obviously not running. So, Mustam in the case of the Rishas Rabin, it's also not running. It's being omed. So, the problem is, we just learned in a couple of days ago in the Mishnah that if you find a chamar o para rowin baderech, ain't zu aveda. If you find them grazing on the road, not an aveda at all, even though it's baderech, it's not in the refes, it's on the road. Sounds like in Rishas HaRabim, that if it's grazing, it's not an aveda. Only if it's running in Rishas HaRabim, it's an aveda. So the Rush explains, and the Tosafot Rush as well, that there's a difference between an animal that's grazing the Rush explains that you see that it's acting like it's lost, that it's acting like an animal that's wandering and lost, as opposed to an animal that's just grazing. That was the Mishnah Dav Lamed, but over here in Tzinur Rishas Rabim, and it's behaving like it's lost. Other Rishonim, the Ritva says no, the difference is how Rabim the Rishas Rabim is, meaning it's maybe in a public area, but there aren't that many people there. If there aren't that many people there, it's not an aveda. But if it's Rishon with tons and tons of people, then it is considered an aveda just by virtue of the fact that it's in that Rishas Harabim. Says Mishnah further, v'imhaisa bebeis akvaros lo yitamila. If the lost object is in a beis akvaros, then you don't have to become tamei to it. You should not become tamei to it to return the object. And says Rashi, why not? Why can't I become tamei? No, I can become tamei. It's a kohen who cannot become tamei that we're dafka talking about, that a kohen should not become tamei to do hashavas aveda. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah says not just a kohen, a nazir also, because a nazir also has an isra of tuma, so he also shouldn't do hashavas aveda. So Rabbi Veger just points out, it's interesting. Rabbi Veger on the Mishnayis points out that in Yevamos Daf Hey, the Gemara asks that we should learn from Nazir Mitzora that a Nazir Mitzora has a mitzvah skiluach. He has to shave off his hair because he's a Mitzora. So we learn from there to Kalatara Kula, the Gemara asks, that an Asay is Dochalos Asay. Why don't we say that, look, a Nazir has an Isra of Giluach. A Mitzora has a mitzvah of Giluach. So we should see from the fact that a Nazir Mitzora does Giluach that an Asay is Dochalos Asay. And the Gemara over there answers that no, maybe it's only the Isurim of a Nazir that are nidach, that it's dafka by a Nazir, that we're docha the Isur, because it's yeshno b'she'ela, because Nazirus is something, it's a neder, you could be shoal on the neder Nazirus, and you could undo it, and therefore it's more kal than other mitzvahs. So even though Nazir is both an asay and a los asay, but it's more kal. So says Rabbi Kvieger, according to that Gemara, whenever you have an asay and a los asay of a Nazir, versus another mitzvah sasei, the din of Nazirus is always shoved out of the way. The din of Nazirus is not as important as the other mitzvah sasei. So he says, Nafkamina Hashava Saveda, meaning you have Hashava Saveda where it's in the cemetery. Here he's got a mitzvah sasei of Hashava Saveda, but he's going to have to compromise his asei velo sasei of Nazirus. Maybe Rashi was being very precise when Rashi said that Dafka a Kohen does not have to go into a Beis HaKvaros to do Hashava Saveda. The Ram says, oh yeah, who had in a Nazir? Kivegar says, not so pasha that who had in a Nazir. A Nazir is more kal. We see from that sugya in Mesachas Yevamos that because a Nazir is yeshno b'she'ela, even though there's an assay of Nazirus, there's a los assay of Nazirus, but maybe the nature of Nazirus is such that when Nazirus confronts another mitzvah saseh, the other mitzvah saseh beats out the nazirus. And the Rambam, why does the Rambam think that a nazir refrains from the hashavas aved over here? He thinks that the reason the nazir mitzvah does giluach is for a different reason. The Rambam has a whole different explanation in Hilchos Nazirus about why a nazir does giluach. It's not a rule about a nazir just being a more kal lo saseh vaseh. So it's Rambam l'shitasa. Okay, it says the Mishnah further. If your father says, I want you to become Tameh, or the father says, I don't want you to do Hashavas Aveda in general, you see an Aveda not in the basic part, his father just says, I don't want you to do Hashavas Aveda, Al Tachzilo, Al Tishmalo, you don't listen to your father to do such a thing. The Ramban and the Rashi explains, Rashi over here says that the father says to become Tameh in the Beis HaKvaros for the sake of Hashavas Aveda, meaning he's telling you, I think Hashavas Aveda is more important, and I don't care that you're a Kohen, I want you to become Tameh anyway. The Ramban and the Rashi just point out, why does Rashi have to say that way? Why not just say that the father says to become Tameh Stam? Father is a Kohen, son's a Kohen. Father says, I don't care about our Kohuna, I want you to go into Beis HaKvaros. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is saying, don't listen to your father. So the Ramban and the Rashba say that no, that's pashut, that there will be no mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim. Because the very nature of the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim is that the parent is asking for something that actually benefits the parent. If the parent is asking for nothing that benefits them, they just stam, want you to behave strangely, but it doesn't benefit them in any which way, and there's no to'elas bedavar, they're asking you to do stupidity, they're asking you to do things that have no benefit whatsoever, then it's pashut that there's no Kibbut Aveim. So that's why Rashi Dafka says, no, he's telling you to become Tamei to do Hashavas Aveda. He's trying to train you to be an ethical person and to return to do something that has some sort of Tawelas. That's where there's Ava Mina, that there's Kibbut Aveim. The Rishonim also asks, so what about the other example? He tells you, don't do Hashavas Aveda. So the Mishnah says, don't listen to your father when he says not to do Hashavas Aveda. Rishonim says, what's the Ava Mina that you should listen to your father? There's no Tawelas whatsoever. That's not Kibbut Aveim. People often make the mistake of thinking that Kibbut Aveim is anything a parent asks for. No, it has to be some toelas. There's got to be something to it. There's got to be some basis for what the parent is asking. So the Rishonim are all bothered by this kasha. So they say, no, it has to be that the case is that the parent is saying, I'm thirsty right now, I'd like a drink of water. So please don't do Hashavas Aveda right now, please get me a drink of water. Something like that, where the parent is asking for something that has some sort of toelas. Because if it has no toelas, then there is no mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim. Parak vitan. I feel like there's actually a tshuva in Ravazan, Shevet Alevi. He has a tshuva. A father told his son he doesn't want him drinking coffee. So does the child have to listen to the father? So you put that in the category of no toelas. I mean, what bother you if I drink coffee? You don't like black jelly beans. So you don't want me to eat black jelly beans. But what if I like black? Why can you can tell me not to? Well, why is that? So Ravazan says it depends why the father's asking. If he's asking because he's saying it's unhealthy. So then you have to listen, because that's a toelas. It's, I mean, it may not be a toelas directly to the father, but there's a general toelas. It's a reasonable thing to ask for. But if he's just, I'm saying it as a power play, that he just wants to ask you to do things that are strange, so then then you don't have to listen to him. So that's a part of the nature of Kibbut Aveim, that there's got to be something to it. It can't just be any silly request that a parent makes. Okay, says the Mishnah further, Parak vitan, afilu arba v'chamisha pamim chayiv, shenemar azov tazov. If the help unload and reload the animal 4 or 5 times, you're still chayiv. You still have to do it. Pasuk says a double lashon azov tazov. You got to keep doing it even 100 times. We already learned in the Gemara the other day that no azov, even from one azov, you already know that you have to do it 100 times. All right, halach v'yashuv lo va'amar hol v'alecha mitzvah mitzon chalifrok prok pater shnemar imo. Let's say the owner of the animal says, oh, okay, you have a mitzvah to help unload the animal, so I'm going to sit here with my arms folded and watch you do it, because it's your mitzvah, so I'm not going to help you. No, then you don't have to do it anymore. Pasuk says, imo, that you have to do it with him. If he's not going to be there helping you, then you don't have to do it. But if the reason the guy's not helping you is because he's unable to help you, he's physically not able to do anything, he's a zaken or he's a chola, then you have to help. He's not purposely refraining from helping. He just can't. Mitzvah, there's a question, what if he's a zaken v'nilfi kvodo? Meaning, what if he's physically physically capable of doing it. It's just beneath his dignity to do it. So some of the Achronim want to be medayik, that it sounds from our Mishnah, only if he's physically incapable of doing it, you still have to help. But if it's he just finds it beneath his dignity, then you don't have to help. Mitzvah min haTorah lifrok avalo liton. There is a mitzvah daraisa to unload an animal. There's no mitzvah daraisa to help someone load up an animal. Rabbi Shimon Omer af liton. Rabbi Shimon says there is a mitzvah daraisa to help load up an animal as well. The Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean no mitzvah daraisa? How could the Tanakhama say no mitzvah daraisa liton? There's a pasuk. We have a ferish pasuk. So the Gemara is going to translate that differently. Rabbi Yosei Glili Omer Hamhaya of Yisrael Masao ein zakuk lo. Shemar tachas Masao masa shiach alamin bo. If the burden on the animal is more than the animal can bear, then you don't have to deal with it, because the whole mitzvah in the Torah is tachas masa'o, that when it's under its burden, meaning a burden that makes sense for that animal. But if the burden is heavier than what the animal can bear, then you don't have a mitzvah of prikotina. Amar Rava, Refes Sha'amru, going back to the first part of our Mishnah, we said if you find a cow in the Refes, then you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda, because he's already home. So, Eina Mata Ve'ena Mishameres. The Refes that we're talking about over here is a Refes where the animal is not starving for food, it's not wandering around without anything to eat, and also, though, it's a refes that's not fully protected. It's able to escape. The door is open, so it'll be able to get out. It must be that it's not starving, because it says you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda. If the animal is about to die of starvation, you would have to do Hashavas Aveda, even if it's enclosed. And it can't be that it's a protected refes, from the fact that the Mishnah has to tell me that you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda. If it was fully Mishtameris, of course you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda. You know why? If you find the cow in Rosh Hashanah and you want to return it, you know where you return it to? To a refes, a Mishtameris. So what are you going to do? That is where you return it to. So obviously you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda when it's in a refes, a Mishtameris. So obviously we're talking about that it's not Mishtameris, it's able to get out. If you were to find it outside, you'd have to put it right back here into this refes. So you find it in the refes, you need to tell me not to do Hashavas Aveda. So that's the raya that we're not talking about a refes mishmeres. Matzah refes ein l'chayv. The Mishnah said you find it in a refes, you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda. Amar Rav Yitzchak Vusha omed this toch l'tchum. That's only if the refes is within the tchum of the city. Mechal de Rosh Hashanah mafil b'toch ha-tchum nami chayv. Implication is that when you find it in Rosh Hashanah, you have to do Hashavas Aveda, even if the animal is currently within the tchum of the city. But Ikad Masna Seifa. Some learned this on the Seifa and the exact reverse, that Rosh Hashanah Rabim Chayiv Ba, that when you find an animal in Rosh Hashanah, you have to do Hashavas Aveda, and it's on that we say, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Vusha Omed is Chutz L'Tchum, that when do you do Hashavas Aveda if you find it in Rosh Hashanah Rabim? Only if it's so far out in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's beyond the Tchum. Mechal de Berefes, Hafilah Omed is Chutz L'Tchum, Nami Einu Chayiv Ba. And the implication is, therefore, if it's in a Refes, it doesn't matter the location of the Refes. Even if it's well beyond the tchum, you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda. Beis HaKvaros lo yitamila. We then said that if you find an animal in a Beis HaKvaros and you happen to be a Kohen, Rashi added, you don't have to be mitame to do Hashavas Aveda. Ton Rabban Minayin Shemam Elo Vitame Hashem Elo Atach Yishlo Yishmelo. How do I know that if your father says, I want you to become tame to a mace, even though you're a Kohen, or your father says, I don't want you to do Hashavas Aveda, how do I know not to listen to him? Shenemer Ish Imo Vav Tiro Veshapsosei Tishmaru Ani Hashem. It adds, Ani Hashem. So we see from there that everyone is chayav in the Kavod HaMakom, including the father, so you should not listen to the father to go against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. The Smag, the Meiri, all ask, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that the Kibrav is not Docha, all mitzvot say in the Torah? The father that tells the son to violate an Avera is a father who has now labeled himself as Eino Osa Maisa Amcha, and the whole mitzvah of Kibrav Eim is only when he's Osa Maisa Amcha, when he's someone who's deserving of kavod in general. But if he's not also Maisa Amcha, then there's no mitzvah of kibud whatsoever. So first of all, that itself is questionable. We do have such an idea that you don't have to be Meshav Aveda, Meshav Gezelas Aviv after the father dies because the father was a Rasha, but maybe that's only kibud lachar misa. Maybe when the father's still alive, there is a din that you have to, but these Rishonim assume that no, even when the father's alive, if the father is a Rasha, you don't have to listen to him. There's no kibud aveim to begin with. So I shouldn't shouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that I don't listen to the father to do an aveira. Of course I don't listen to the father to do an aveira. If you have a father asking you to do an aveira, then the father's obviously a rasha. So Sadam Rishonim suggests, no, he's not a rasha. He is someone who doesn't know that what he's telling you to do is an aveira. It could be that he doesn't even realize that it's an aveira. He never heard it to Muskohanim. Whatever the issue might be, that he's unaware that it's an aveira. Still you don't listen to him, even though he's not a rasha. It's just Tama Maratzus. The Smag suggests that who says he's a rasha? What did he do wrong? What aveira did he do? He told you to do an aveira. It's dibur bi'alma. He's a big talker, but he never actually. That doesn't make him eina osa ma'ase amcha. He has to be an active rasha, someone who does things of rishus in order to be eina osa ma'ase amcha. The fact that he's taunting you and that he's saying these things, that's not enough to make him eina osa ma'ase amcha. Okay, says the Gemara. Time of the chas rachman eshab sosei tishmaru. So it sounds like the only reason you don't listen to your fathers because the Torah says eshab sosei tishmoru that halav achi, but had it not added eshab sosei tishmoru ani Hashem hava amina tzaisalei, I would have thought you do listen to your father. Now why would I have had hava amina to listen to the father in that case? V'amai hayasei v'aylos hasei v'asei v'los yasei v'dachias los hasei v'asei. The mitzvah of kibud aveim is a mitzvah sasei. Hashavas aveda is both an asei and a los asei. So why would I have a hava amina to take kibud aveim over the asei and los asei of Hashavas aveda that I need a pasuk tell me not to? Says Mar Istrich, I do need the pasuk. Yisal gadai dechamina kol v'hukash kibud aveim l'kvodu shel makom. The Aimer thought that since there's a hekish that links kibud aveim to cover of the Ribbono shel Olam, shenamar kan kaberes avicha v'simecha v'nemar alan kaberes Hashem yaneich hilkach letzayislei. So Aimer thought you should listen to your father because that is a higher level mitzvah since it's equated with kibud makom. That's why he has to tell me, still don't listen to him. Tosfos is bothered of all the psukim to quote. Why are we quoting a pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah? We should quote a pasuk from the Torah. Tosfos in the bottom, Tosfos says, Hada nakar kra de Divrei Kabbalah, v'lo nakar kra de ishimo va'aviv tira'u, uksivas Hashem elkecha tira. Why not say, you see that kavra makom and kavra kibra ve'em are equated, because the pasuk says, ishimo va'aviv tira'u, and pasuk says, that's Hashem elkecha tira. So you see that they're equated with each other. Mishum denich we'd rather quote psukim that are about kavod, not about mora. That's why we dafka quote this pasuk, because the issue over here is one of kavod, not one of mora. The Gemara in Kiddushin identifies what's kavod and what's mora. Kavod is to do acts of service, to do what when he asks you to do something. Mora is refrain from certain things. Now the Mloa Royim wonders, Kibud Aveim is only one related to that Tosfos, really. He says, is it really only one asay? The Gemara said that why would I have a Havamina to listen to my father? Hashavas Aved is an asay and a los asay. Kibud Aveim is only an asay. Is Kibud Aveim really only one asay? You have Kibud Aveim and you have Mora Aveim. It's two asays. So shouldn't two asays be docha a los asay vasay? Because asay is docha a los asay. So shouldn't two asays be docha a los asay vasay? So he says that no, what you have to say is that Kibud Aveim, the Stechemet points out, that's not a raya. So in Rome wants to say from there, you see from here that two asays are not docha a los asay vasay. Stechemet says, no, it's not a raya at all. No single act is both mitzvahs of Kibud and Mora. Kibud and Mora are two mitzvahs that relate to how one relates to his parents. But they're not the same. When you're getting your father a cup of water, you're not doing both kibud and mora. When you don't sit in the seat, you're not doing both kibud and mora. In the first instance, you're doing kibud. In the second instance, you're doing mora. But that's by Hashavas Aveda. When you're doing Hashavas Aveda, you're being mekayim the mitzvah saseh, and you're not being mevata the lo saseh. So you're doing everything, but you're doing both at the same time. So that's why the Stechem points out he doesn't think that this is a raya. Okay. Says the Gemara further now. There's obviously a lot more to discuss over here, but let's see further. Mitzvah in the Torah lifrok avalo litor. The Mishnah said that there's a mitzvah in the Torah to be porik and not to be torik. Actually, this is mentioned one more thing. The Mefarshim and the Chumash wonder why dafka Shabbos. You know, it's the association with Shabbos as Shabbos Tishmaru Ani Hashem. That's what teaches us that you don't listen to your parents when they tell you not to do an aveira. It could have given any mitzvah in the Torah Ani Hashem, right? Why dafka does it have to be Shabbos? the Or Chaim HaKadosh suggests that the Torah wants to be Mechadish another din, that the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim is only when the father is a Shomer Shabbos. But if the father is a Mechal Shabbos, then there's no mitzvah of Kibbutz, because that's the definition of Rosh HaGamur. Someone is a Mechal Shabbos, that's how we define Rishos. So that's why Dafka chooses Shabbos to let you know the Geder of what kind of father one has to listen to, what kind of father not to listen to. The mitzvah Esan in the back of the Gemara explains that it's Dafka by Shmir Shabbos, we would have a Havamina to listen to your father, to be Mechal Shabbos, because the Tana Debe Elio says that Kol HaMechabir Avimo, and the rule is Ein Chol Shabbos Baal Yada. When you do Kibbutz Aveim, the Tana Debe Elio says you're not going to have Chol Shabbos Baal Yada. Meaning, so one might have thought that even when your father tells you to be Mechal Shabbos, you should listen to him, because through that you're going to be Shomer Shabbos Osarbe. The same way that you save your Mechal Shabbos to save a life, because yeah, you're being Mechal one Shabbos, so that life will be able to be Shomer Shabbos Osarbe. So one might have thought the same thing about Kibbutz Aveim. If the schar of Kibbutz Aveim is that you're not going to have Chol Shabbos Baal Yado, you might have thought it's worth it. Let me be Mechal this Shabbos so that there will be Shabbos Osarbe in the future. That's why Kamash Malon in the Chumash, no, Shabsosei Tishmoru Ani Hashem. It's interesting. To know that Tana Debe Elio, to apply it over here. Okay, so we said that there's a mitzvah to be parik, but not a mitzvah to be towing. Maya v'lo litton. What does it mean there's no mitzvah to be towing? There's no mitzvah to help a guy load up his animal. Ilei ma v'lo litton klal, maishon prikud d'chsev azov ta'azov imo tina nami yaksev hakem takim imo. You can't say that. It's a pasuk. There's a pasuk in the Torah that tells us you have to do ti'ina. So you can't say there's no mitzvah. No, ela mitzvah min ha-Torah lifrok b'chinam v'lo litton b'chinam el b'schar. The mitzvah min ha-Torah is to help a person unload his animal even for free. The mitzvah to help a person load an animal, you're allowed to charge for. It's a mitzvah, but you're allowed to charge for it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af liton b'chinam. Rabbi Shimon, in the Mishnah, disagrees, says not, you're not allowed to charge for that either. That's also something it's a mitzvah to do for free. Tanin Allah, the Tanur Rabban, prika b'chinam tina b'schar. Rabbi Shimon Omer, zuvazu b'chinam. We have a beferish like that, that's what the machlokas is really about. It's not whether there's a mitzvah of tina, it's whether the mitzvah of tina is to even do it for free. Maitamayat Rabbanan, what's the Sarv Rabbanan Diyisal, but that's Rabbi Shimon. If you were to say like Rabbi Shimon that the mitzvah of Tina is even for free, Lichtov Rachmana Tina v'lo b'yiprika. Let the Torah only tell me the mitzvah of Tina, and it wouldn't even need to tell me the mitzvah of Prika. V'ana Amina, and I'll make the Kal v'chomer on my own. Uma Tina d'les b'tzar b'lechayim v'lecha chasron kis chayiv. If Tina, where the animal is not going to suffer by my failure to load the animal up, nor is the guy going to lose any money by my failure to load his animal up, so still I'm chayiv. Prika dispatzar b'lechayim v'chasron kis l'kolishkein, to unload the animal where it will cause the animal to suffer if I fail to do it, and it will likely cause chasron kis because the animal will break under the bundle. So I would think kal v'chomer I have a mitzvah. So why does the Torah have to tell me prika? To tell me that the gedder of the two dinim are different. That prika I even have to do for free. Tina I only have to do if I'm getting paid. Rabbi Shimon in my time. Well, what's Rabbi Shimon going to respond to that? Mishum to lomasai mikrai. He says that it's not clear from the psukim which psukim. There are clearly two psukim that talk about something with loading or unloading an animal, but it's not clear from the psukim which one is talking about prika, which one is talking about tina. So if it only would have said one of them, whichever one it would have said, I would have thought that pasuk is about prika. It's not about tina, and I never would have known tina at all. Rabban amaylo misaymi krai, and Rabban say, what do you mean it's not clear from the psukim? It's absolutely clear. Hachaksiv rovets tachas masao. One pasuk says it's rovets tachmaso, which means it's already loaded up, so you need to unload it. The other one says that it's noflim baderech. Doesn't noflim baderech mean there's the animal on the street and there's the burden on the street, so you need to pick up the burden and put it on the animal? Rabbi Shimon says no, noflim baderech. Inu utunayu elavayu mashma. Noflim baderech could mean there's the animal with the burden on its back, and that's why the animal's down on the ground, because the burden's on its back. That might be about prika also. It's not clear in the psukim that that's about te'ina. Amar Rava. So this leads us into a brand new sugya, a major sugya. Amar Rava. Midivrei shneim nilmad. From both of them we see tsar b'lechayim d'oraisa. That the inyan of tsar b'lechayim must be d'oraisa. from the fact that both of them seem to assume that prika, meaning everyone would agree to this kal v'chomer. Even Rav Shimon would agree that if the pasuk would be clear that it's talking about te'ina, then I would only need that one pasuk and I would be able to learn from a kal v'chomer that if you got to do te'ina where there's no tzar ba'al chayim, then for sure you got to do prika to save the tzar ba'al chayim. That kal v'chomer only makes sense if tzar ba'al chayim is something that matters on a daraisa level. But if there's no inyan of tzar ba'al chayim daraisa, then the whole kal v'chomer doesn't begin. So both Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama must assume that tzar ba'al chayim is a thing on a daraisa level, that it's something that's it's a factor. So even Rabbi Shimon only said because the pesukim aren't clear which is which, that's why we don't learn this kal v'chomer. But we would have this kal v'chomer if it was clear in the pasuk what te'ina was. Mishum mai lav mishum tzar ba'al chayim darshinan. Isn't it because of tzar ba'al chayim that we would make this kal v'chomer? So you see that tzar ba'al chayim is din daraisa. So it says Marana, dilma mishum dika chasrum kis. Maybe the kal v'chomer has nothing to do with tzar ba'al chayim. Maybe the kal v'chomer has to do with the other factor about chesrum kis. That if yes, there's a kal v'chomer that if the Torah would have told me explicitly that I have to do te'ina, then kal v'chomer I have to do prika. But the kal v'chomer goes like this: that if I have to do te'ina where there's no loss of money, kal v'chomer I have to do prika where there is a loss of money. V'achikamar umat te'ina the less b'chesrum kis chayiv prika de isba chesrum kis. So lo kolshkei, then all the more so I'm going to be chayiv. Says in Maratina in Bechasun Kis, does loading up an animal not involve a loss of money? Why do you think he wants to load up his animal? Because he wants to bring things that he's going to go to sell somewhere. If he can't load up his truck in the morning to bring it to wherever he needs to go to sell things, so then it's obviously going to be a loss of money. People, ganavim will come and they'll take whatever he's got there if you don't help him load up the animal. So of course it's going to be a loss of money. No, it must be about tzar ba'al chayim. That's what the kal v'chomer has to be about, not about prika, not about chesrum kis. So that's raya number one, that tzar ba'al chayim is daraisa. Now these are rayas that tzar ba'al chayim is daraisa. But if you're going to say it's daraisa, the one thing you need is a pasuk, or some tradition of Allah l'Moshe Misinai, some drasha. Where does it say it in the Torah that tzar ba'al chayim is daraisa? So Rav Asher Weiss, I think, collects 13, I think it is, 13 different shittos in Rishonim and Achronim as to where we learn tzar ba'al chayim, and that serves as the basis of his shita that there is no single source for tzar ba'al chayim. It's just the whole Ruach HaTorah is telling you that you have to be concerned about the welfare of animals, and he suggests this notion that there's something called Ratzon HaTorah that creates a chiyuv daraisa, that even though it's not a classic drasha the way we would make a drasha, but when it's so clear from so many different places in the Torah that we care about this, so that makes it a din daraisa. It's one of his big yesodos that there's such a concept. It's a big chiddush that there's such a concept. Rav Elchanan holds such a concept. He already writes in Kovet Shurim that there's a concept of ratzon haTorah that we could derive. But there are Rishonim that give specific makoros. Rashi writes from the pasuk Azov Tazov Imot Tzar Ba'al Chayim. The Rambam Mor Nevuchim says from the fact that by Bilam it says Alma Kisa Sason Chazesh Shalosh Regalim. Why are you hitting your donkey? Well, why not? I can hit donkeys if I want to hit. No, apparently you can't. You're not allowed to hit donkeys if you want to hit donkeys because you're not allowed to cause pain to animals. The Raivin and the Meiri say we learn from Lo Sachsum Shor Bedisho. How can you muzzle the animal as he's walking right by the food? It's very it's difficult for the animal to cause his pain to the animal. Or as others say, it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Whatever the issue, there's some Rachma Vol Kol Ma'asav, perhaps some pasuk that tells me Tzar Ba'al Chayim. Teda, another raya that Tzar Ba'al Chayim is daraisa. Tzar Ba'al Chayim daraisa. The Ketani Sefer of Yosef Gli Liomer Ramayel of Yisrael Maso Ein Zakuklo. That if the burden is too heavy for the animal, you don't have to help out. Shemar Tachs Maso Masu Shiachol Amavo. That it's only a masu that it's able to withstand. Lav Machal Tanakam Sover Zakuklo. Doesn't that imply that Tanakam holds you do have to help out? My time Lav Mishum Tzar Ba'al Chayim daraisa must be because Tzar Ba'al Chayim is daraisa. That even though Midin Maso, you're right, it's not Maso, you wouldn't have to help, but you have to help anyway. Says the Tanakam. For a different din, and that must be Tzar Ba'al Chayim. Says, no, Dilma B'tach Maso Pligi. Maybe they're arguing whether this drush of Maso'o means Maso'o Haralilo or not. They're arguing whether that drush makes any sense. Rabbi Yosef Darshin and Tachs Maso'o, Maso'o Sheikhalam and Bo. Rabbi Tzar Bilo Darshin and Tachs Maso'o. That's the reason for the Tanakhama. They don't think Maso'o means a normal burden that it can withstand. Teda, a third riot, but this riot is the other way. The Tzar Ba'al Chayim loved our Raisa. The Katani Raisha. The Raisha says, Halk Yashav Lavamar Lahova Alecha Mitzvah Lifro Prok Potter. Shnemer Imo. The owner of the animal says, you want to unload the animal? Good, go ahead. I'm not helping. You don't have to help. But if you're not allowed to cause pain to animals, it's got nothing to do with how nice a guy the owner of the animal is. He could be the meanest guy in the world, but it's about the animal. So of course you should have to help. So the Olam Tzar Bel Chaim Daraisa. Now maybe really it is Daraisa. Mi Savrit Pater Pater LeGamri. Dilma Pater Bechina V'Chay V'Schar. Maybe it just means not that you don't have to help, but you do have to help, but you're then allowed to charge him for it. When the owner is helping you unload the animal, then you have to help for free. If he's not going to help you unload the animal, he still has to unload the animal because Tzar Bel Chaim, but you're allowed to charge him for it. And really, Tzar Bel Chaim is Daraisa. A fourth raya, you have to help unload its burden just like a behemoth Yisrael. If Tzar Bel Chaim is Doraisa, I understand very well you have to do it. Why should you have to help it out like a behemoth Yisrael? Says Eva. That's a different factor because of Eva with the Goyim. It makes sense it's talking about Eva. That if what it's holding is forbidden wine, you don't have to help out. If Tzar Bel Chaim is not Doraisa, so when what it's holding is Asr wine, you don't have to help. But if Tzar Bel Chaim is Doraisa, why does it matter what the animal is holding? You should have to help out because it's Tzar Bel Chaim. So it says, of course you have to help unload forbidden wine, but to load up forbidden wine, that you don't have to do in terms of, because that's not an issue of Tzar Bel Chaim at all. Okay, Beis Shem will pick up the Tashma, continued rayas about Tzar Bel Chaim tomorrow.